As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the series. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the episodes that we put out every single week. A new interview every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Of course, you can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests dropping by lately, including Suzanne Vega, Troy Sanders from Mastodon, Vernon Reed from Living Color, St. Vincent, James Bay, Natasha Rothwell. She's starring in How to Die Alone on Hulu. Soul Asylum's Dave Perner was here. Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe on MSNBC. H. John Benjamin, you know him from Archer and Bob's Burgers. Keith Urban, Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special Rewind episode as we turn the clocks back to 2018. That's when Brian Ferry dropped by to talk about Roxy Music's debut album. In fact, at that point in time, I think we were talking about the 50th anniversary of Roxy Music, revisiting the demos, outtakes, and of course that youthful energy that shaped the iconic record. Brian will recall the excitement of being in the studio for the first time and experimenting with all these different styles and the collage-like approach that really defined their early sound. We talk about punk rock. We also touch on how he wanted to re-record a lot of his older songs, which he has through the years since then. And of course, I had to ask him if he wanted to work with Brian Eno again. And the answer was yes. I won't bury the lead there. The answer is yes. There's the punchline. We reflected on the passing of David Bowie, and we also looked to his future and all the things that he still wanted to accomplish and still can accomplish. So let's do this. Rewinding back to 2018, it's Kyle Meredith with Brian Ferry of Roxy Music.
Hi, Kyle.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, especially as we celebrate the anniversary of, I guess, where it all began for you, right?
Yeah, it was the first first album that I made, or that we made, any of us in the band. It was our first record, and it was fun to make, and it's been fun and interesting to put this package together of the various, you know, demos and outtakes and so on.
Well, when you look back at it, does it reveal anything new to you now that you might not have caught while you're in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting listening to us in the studio, you know, between takes, chatting away, and you can sense how much we were enjoying the process, you know, of relishing the fact that we're in a recording studio for the first time, and you know, making the most of it. And there's such a very nice warm spirit there was in the making of the record. You know, it was a kind of beginning of a sort of musical adventure for us, and we were trying out all kinds of things, stylistically, different kinds of a way to take the music, and I guess collaging it all together, which is, you know, one of the features of this first album, that, you know, it has lots of different directions that it's pointing in.
That's the guts of youth right there. That's, you know.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. We weren't kind of hardened pros at that point.
You know, and a few years later, you know, we do get punk rock, and a lot of those bands had used you guys as an influence.
Yeah.
When that happened, did you recognize yourself in those bands?
A little bit, yeah, in the sort of wild abandon of some of the music that was made in the, I guess it was around 76 or 7, and at that point I was spending a lot of time in Los Angeles. I was preparing an album, solo album I did that time, called The Bride Strip Bear, and stylistically I'd moved on from that kind of style of music in a way. So it was interesting to hear the punk explosion later on, but it did remind me of the early stuff, which, you know, it was only 4 years earlier, but it seemed a generation away, you know.
Yeah, how many things can change in just a few years when everybody's creating like that?
Yeah.
There's some lines in there I look at now, like there's the famous time that you quoted Bogart with the "Here's looking at you, kid," and I thought, you know, 40 years later, how different meanings that can take on as the years have passed. And if there is something that sort of assumes the older character towards the end, it kind of be curious, like, how close did you get it?
Yeah, quite close. But I still enjoy doing those songs today, you know. So I guess, you know, a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then, but I still enjoy performing the early songs with the band I have now. And we try, you know, sometimes we do them, you know, very close to the original stylistically. And I guess some of the younger players in the band bring their personality to play on the song. And I'm looking at it from, an older perspective. And it's interesting, doing that material today. And, nothing changes that much.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Brian Ferry.
I know at one point, though, you did re-record a lot of those because you weren't quite happy with the mix. Have you sort of made up with that?
I think what happened, I did I did a cover of a song called "Let's Stick Together," which was an old song that was on the Sioux label by a guy called Wilbert Harrison, and it was a good song, and we did a good version of it, and the record company suddenly said, "Oh, this is single as a hit, you must give us an album to go with it." So I thought, well, I'd love to do some other versions of the songs from the first and second album, I think it was, and so I did, and it's interesting, taking another look at a song that you've already recorded in the past and trying to do it in a different way, and to me it seems quite normal to do it, because I was a big jazz fan from an early age, and my jazz heroes like Charlie Parker or Lester Young or whoever would do the same song many different times throughout their career, and it's quite good to see how their work changes throughout their career. And in rock and roll, usually people just do one recording of a song and that's it. But it's quite interesting to go back and do it again. Sometimes you can do it, acoustically or with an orchestra or whatever, but there are many different ways to do a tune. Yeah, it's been interesting for me to have that kind of sideline, as it were, as a singer to embrace other people's songs. It adds another dimension, I think, to the work that I do. Although my main career, I guess, is with doing my own songs, and some of the best ones were done in the band, in Moxie Music.
Well, and with every anniversary, someone inevitably asks if you have a desire to play with those people again. So I guess I'm that person right now.
I always think it'd be nice to do some more work with Brian Eno in particular, because we only did two albums together, and so we stopped on a very high note, as it were, because the second album of Roxy, For Your Pleasure, was one of my favorite ones. And we have worked together in the years in between, but I'd like to do some more stuff with him again at some point, because he's such an interesting character and such fun to work with, too.
Yeah. What does that entail? Just picking up the phone? Making the schedules work?
It's finding a window of opportunity for both of us. Because I think we both are kind of always very busy doing stuff, and I'm like touring a lot, and but I have a studio in London here where I'm speaking from, and so I'm always working on things as well here. So maybe one day it'll happen.
Yeah, and what is next? Because the last solo album was what, 2014?
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of experimenting with a few things at the moment. Today we've been rehearsing for a show I'm doing in Switzerland soon, which is like an acoustic show, which is a new thing for me. I'm doing it in an art museum in Basel. So that's going to be a kind of a one-off show, which needs some preparation. So we're working on that at the minute.
Any insight into what the experimentations might be? That what's got your ear, your eye right now?
Well, I always think it spoils it, really, if you talk about what you're planning to do. It's best to kind of have something ready. But next time we speak about it, hopefully I'll have something new to offer.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Brian Ferry.
I sort of wondered, and not to get too dark here towards the end, but folks like you and Bowie, you were contemporaries. And we're finding some of those folks as passing on these days. Does it feel really different, more personal for you than it does for all of us when someone from your early class leaves us?
Well, yeah, obviously it's a sharp reminder of how we're just passing through. It makes you really kind of anxious to make the most of your time, and to be as productive as you can be, and to be the best person you can be, and so on. And, one's eye is drawn to the obituary pages when you pick up the newspaper. And it's quite shocking sometimes to read about people who you've known, and some, people who you've worked with especially. It's very sad when you read about that. But, yeah, I'm sort of, I'm carrying on trying to do as much work as I can for as long as I can. Yeah, my poor old dog Bobby died last week, which is very sad, and that's been a bit of a blow, because I had a border terrier called Bobby, who's a beautiful dog, with me for 17 years, and so he had a very good innings and had a pretty good life, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's interesting you're in Louisville, because I've never been there. I'd love to go there, because it'd be great to see the Derby one day, which I think you have. Yeah.
There's lots to do, so anytime you want to come, just give us a call.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a real pleasure talking to you, Brian. I appreciate it,
Thank you very much.
I look forward to whatever comes next.
Yeah, fantastic. I hope we can get to play at down your way soon as well. Thanks, Kyle, very much.
My thanks to Brian Ferry. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do give this series a rating and leave a review. Those always help out a ton. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from The Jam, Devo, Weezer, Jason Isbell, Tom Petty, The Jayhawks, U2, Tori Amos, Primus, Green Apple Quickstep, Orville Peck, and Beck, St. Vincent, Patti Smith, Cage the Elephant, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Sting, Elvis Costello, The Cars, and my interview with the cast of Bad Monkey, playing now on Apple TV+. An example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith, and I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.